He rang a small bell specially made for the table by Joseph. All chatter ceased. Silence fell over Great Hall. The Father Abbot rose, solemn-faced. He was about to speak, when the newly washed orchard guard clattered in through the doorway. With a frown on a porto lips, Mellus beckoned them silently to her. They tip-poured across, Saxtus holding his silence as the badger whispered,
"Late for dinner, my little dibbins."
Her mouse babe piped up indignantly.
"Nor at our fault. We were sended for a wash after us worked hard in orchard all day long."
The dibbins nodded in unison, backing up their spokesmouse. Mellus's huge paws scooped two of them onto her lap.
"Now sit quietly, the rest of you. Not a word until Father Abbot has said grace."
She nodded to Saxtus, who coughed importantly and began.
"Fate and seasons smile on all, from sunrise to the dark nightfall. This bounty from both earth and tree was made to share twixt you and me. To Mother Nature let her say our thanks for life and health this day."
There was a mighty amen. The little bell sounded, and dinner commenced in earnest. It was a joyous meal for honest creatures. Dishes were passed to be shared, both sweet and savoury. October ale and strawberry cordial, tarts, pies, flans and puddings, served out and replaced by fresh delights from Redwall's kitchens. Turnovers, trifles, breads, fondants, salads, pasties and cheeses, alternated with beakers of green sap milk, mint tea, rose hip cup and elderberry wine. Roof Brush, the Abbey bellringer, shared a heavy fruitcake with his friend Dury Quill, hedgehog cellar-keeper, and nephew of the late good old Gabe Quill, from whom he had inherited his duties. The abbot watched Joseph leaning back in his chair.
"What is it, bellmaker?"
he asked.
"Not hungry?"
"Saxtus, when will my dreams be revealed?"
"Eat first, talk later. It will happen in good time. Is that a hot scone I see lying on your plate?"
Joseph turned too late. The scone was claimed by the mouse babe sitting on Mellus's lap. Joseph blinked.
"You little scallywag. I suppose you'd like to guard the kitchen baking ovens tomorrow as a change from the strawberry patch."
The mouse babe shook his head and winked furtively.
"No, but we guard the winnow sill where cakes and pies be,"
he said. Mellus tickled his ribs until he giggled and squirmed.
"Oh, no, you won't, bucko. My pies and cakes are quite safe cooling alone on the windowsills. Though I once recall a certain abbot, when he was a dibbin, spent 3 days in sick bay after guarding those windowsills. The greedy little snip. Do you remember him, Saxtus?"
The Father Abbot of all Redwall applied himself to a plate of summer cream pudding, pretending he had not heard.
This ends Disc 1.